I'm Brian Roth, and you're listening to the Good Beer Hunting Podcast. After over a decade of wild growth, Michelob Ultra long ago established itself as Anheuser-Busch InBev's king of better-for-you beer. As odd as it may sound to beer enthusiasts, that brand has become generational in its popularity and sales figures. Naturally, it was only a matter of time before breweries all over wanted to play catch-up. The race is now very much on, with entries in the low-calorie, low-carb space multiplying quickly from breweries big and small. Among those is a new approach from Boston Beer, which launched a new project called Marathon Brewing Company, a similar sort of subsidiary effort not unlike their Alchemy and Science incubator that long existed to acquire and promote smaller breweries. Marathon's first nationwide release was ushered to store shelves by brewer Shelley Smith, who joins this Sightlines podcast to talk 26.2 Brew, a beer that for its entire life has only been available around the Boston Marathon, a call to the 26.2 miles that racers take on. That brand will now be ramped up in production and available in March to all beer drinkers, also thinking about their active lifestyles. At 4% ABV, 9 grams of carbohydrates, and 120 calories, all of which appear in marketing the product, 26.2 Brew is just the latest to work toward a growing number of shoppers who want a pairing of wellness with their beer. Let's get an idea of what this means for one of the largest beer companies in the U.S. This is Shelley Smith, brewer and manager of research and product innovation with Boston Beer. Listen in. So as things kind of shift slowly into better weather, and I think a lot of people are thinking about, especially in the beer industry, kind of what's coming up for the spring and summer, 26.2 Brew kicks in a very timely manner right now. Can you tell me a little bit about how this beer came to be?
Sure. So Marathon Brewing Company it's really a new project for the Boston Beer Company. So there's definitely an emerging trend of health and wellness and, you know, not just in beer, but really across all food and beverage industries. And so really this idea came about because we wanted to create some opportunities for Boston Beer to provide beers that cater to the preferences and kind of lifestyles of that drinker. And so having Marathon Brewing Company really provides us the space to experiment and develop beers that really have that new wave of drinker in mind. You know, it might not necessarily be the standard craft beer drinker, but, you know, as you mentioned, there's kind of this whole wave of kind of health and wellness. And so really, we're just looking for the space to be able to work within that and kind of have the flexibility to appeal to a different drinker. And so really this 26.2 Brew is the first beer that we're launching as part of that Marathon Brewing Company.
What was it about this beer in particular, and kind of you being the mastermind behind it, in terms of making this from, you know, an ingredient standpoint and trying to promote certain aspects as it relates to the, you know, this idea of kind of like lifestyle brand? You know, it's prominently mentioned that it comes with sea salt. Can you tell me a little bit about what it was, the actual like recipe creation that fills that space that you're talking about?
Yeah, totally. And so really, over the last several years, I would say I personally have come to know and love this beer. And part of it is, you know, it's tied to the marathon, which being in Boston and seeing the marathon and the excitement and pride that this city has for the marathon is very cool. It's very energizing. It's insane that almost a million people come out to watch the marathon. And so, you know, I remember specifically thinking back to 2015 when I ran the marathon and having a 26.2 Brew afterwards and just remembering like how refreshing, and it just felt like it was the perfect beer for that moment of accomplishment of, you know, crossing the finish line and then being able to celebrate with friends and family. And so Selfishly, I really wanted to be able to have that after more races. I love to run. I love to, I've done some triathlons. I love to bike. And so kind of after all these races, was always thinking, man, I'd really love a 26 too. So in some ways, this really kind of became a passion project for me. I think there's a lot of things about the beer that really are just make it kind of that perfect beer for those occasions. So, it's lower alcohol, so it's 4% ABV. It's got lower carbs, 9 grams of carbs, 120 calories. But I think that the thing that's really key here is that, a lot of lower calorie beers may not have as much flavor. And so really wanted to find that balance of kind of hitting those attributes, but finding a post-race beer that was going to be refreshing and have some flavor and feel like it was a celebration of those accomplishments of finishing. And so really wanted to think about that a lot and kind of hone in on, what are the things that are really key to find that perfect balance of flavor, but also, some of the attributes that are important to runners. And so that was kind of part of what really drove some of those choices. So, as you mentioned, we use pink Himalayan sea salt. We also add some freshly ground coriander, which gives it a little bit of spice. So we're really looking for those ingredient choices that we're going to make this the best beer possible.
From a technical standpoint, in the way that you approach this, what was it that you needed to do or actively think about when trying to create something that wasn't going to be, like you had mentioned, something that would kind of taste as run-of-the-mill, as just kind of a more bland, low-cal focused beer, but something that was really focusing on these ideas of flavor that you're talking about?
Yeah, definitely. So really, a lot of it was looking at what are the specific ingredients that we want to include, and also what are the levels that we want for those different elements. And so we really consulted quite a few people. So we are fortunate that we have quite a few marathoners and runners internally in the company. So worked with them. Our whole brewing team was actively involved in this project and kind of having these discussions of, what's the right level for these things? How do we make sure that, the choices we're making make the most sense? So really, we're trying to make it a collaborative effort and get input from other runners, from the brewing team, and kind of bringing all that together. I think one of the cool things about this beer is that it has had a lot of positive response over the past few years from drinkers that have had it around the marathon. And so really being able to kind of bring that to a broader audience now is really exciting.
So thinking about it from that perspective of making it beyond just, that set group of people who show up in Boston every year for the marathon, this now being something that's going to be nationwide, were there specific things in the brewing process or just the trial and error of research and development that struck you in terms of what was going to lead to this ideal collection of ingredients and flavor that would be appealing to the mass market?
Sure. Yeah. We definitely thought about that. I think, what we wanted to do is take the best elements of what the original beer was, and we didn't want to detract from anything in that aspect. So we really wanted to focus on how can we make sure this is the best beer and add more of what drinkers and athletes want, especially as we take this out to a larger group. So really did a lot of tasting, worked with a pretty good number of people and wanted to kind of get a lot of input to make sure that we were hitting on those kind of elements. And so we had a lot of tastings and kind of discussion around that. So I think, ultimately that's the key piece is seeing what the feedback is from drinkers.
Well, in that development process, what was the feedback that you were hearing from peers and other brewers at Boston Beer?
Yeah, I think, a lot of people found that it was refreshing and thirst quenching, but also still felt light enough that it was a beer that would hit that kind of time frame of, okay, I've just finished a race, I'm, want something to celebrate with. So I think that was a lot of the feedback. So I think, having some of that, a little bit of the coriander gives it a little bit of spice, which is kind of an interesting element, but it's not too much. And then, just a little bit of tartness makes it really refreshing. So I think that was the primary feedback, is kind of dialing in on those specific levels for each of those elements. So making sure that it was still light, sessionable, but had flavor.
Yeah. Well, in terms of the placement of this, so 26.2 under the Marathon Brewing Company banner separates itself certainly from some of the rest, both literally and figuratively aesthetically, from what goes on, say, with Samuel Adams. Mm-hmm. What was it about this that needed to exist that didn't already exist within the portfolio of brands?
You know, I think it's just looking at a different kind of a set of drinkers. So really it was focused on having some space to innovate and really focus specifically on runners and, you know, or those that are aspiring to be athletes and not necessarily all runners, but really, I mean, even those who want to run a marathon. So that was, you know, for this particular beer, kind of the whole thought process behind that. And so it's really just the focus on kind of having that space and that focus and really appealing to that specific drinker.
Why is that important for Boston Beer right now?
You know, I think there's a great trend for health and wellness, and we want to be part of that. You know, specifically, there's quite a few of us here who personally, that's important to us. And so it's really was a great opportunity to kind of combine those two passions. You know, and I think we're lucky in the fact that Jim Cook really pushes us and allows us the space to innovate in areas that we're passionate about. And so really this came from an internal kind of desire to really focus on that and kind of, you know, bring two passions together of being an athlete and being a runner and also being a brewer. And so this is, you know, a really cool opportunity to kind of bring those things together, which I think is, you know, one of the things that we're most excited about.
Yeah, and it raises kind of the broader level of this too, where aside from the wide variety of beers that come out of Boston Beer under the Samuel Adams brand every year, there's also been this a great collection of maybe subsidiaries isn't the correct word in terms of the legal technical structure, but companies within Boston Beer to help find new avenues and new products. And Marathon comes with a very direct idea of what it wants to be and who it wants to cater to. Mm-hmm. And certainly you have some personal experience being an active runner as well. When you think about that kind of section of drinkers and the way that that's changing right now, why is it important to have this kind of incubation space in the first place?
You know, I think it allows for focus and really, you know, just kind of making that message very clear. You know, I think the other piece of it that's really cool is kind of the Boston Athletic Association partnership. So they've been a strong partner for us over the last several years. And, you know, we've told them about this concept. They were really excited about it. And they're actually, we're using their logo on the packaging. So I think that's also a really cool portion of what this is going to be. You know, it's one of the world's oldest and some might say most prestigious marathon. And so they're going to be part of this brand. And I think that's really cool. So, you know, that also is kind of a piece of it that helps, you know, that iconic logo really helps connect us with those drinkers and the athletes who are aspiring to run a marathon.
I'm curious from a personal perspective, when, like you were saying, you know, you did the race, the Boston Marathon 4 years ago, 2015, and that beer at the end just kind of seemed like the right thing at the right time for you. For as long as you've been active in thinking about, you know, maybe something that did or did not exist in this space, what do you feel had been missing for you in terms of some of the things that maybe you were looking for out of kind of like that post-race beer experience?
Yeah, definitely. You know, for me, it's really about having a beer that, you know, is still a good choice. But so having, you know, lower calories, lower carbs, lower alcohol. But the thing that I really found is that a lot of those lower calorie beers really didn't have the flavor. And so for me, that was the biggest thing that was missing. It was, you know, I don't believe that you have to, you know, strip out all the flavor to have a beer that is lower alcohol and you know, lower calories. And so that was really the key piece for me that I just felt was missing. I really wanted something with more flavor that just felt like more of a celebration of the accomplishment.
Yeah. When you think about that in terms of where things could or should or might go in terms of next steps with Marathon. So we're very early in that this beer is brand new and being released nationwide. Mm-hmm. But thinking broadly, because this subsection of drinkers who are active lifestyle participants, running, biking, climbing, whatever it may be, what are some of the ways that you feel are important to address that in terms of what happens in the glass? Like, how does that show up in the way that maybe you and some of your peers are talking about what happens next in terms of Marathon brewing?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we definitely have aspirations to expand or kind of create other beers that, you know, maybe fit to, you know, different kind of elements or adventures, like you mentioned. I don't know exactly what that'll be. Obviously, you know, we're pretty new into this, but you know, I think it's exciting. It's an exciting space to be in, and definitely something we're really passionate and excited about. And you know, I think there's just tons of opportunity for all the different directions we could go from here to really cater to that whole wave of drinkers. So I think there's definitely a lot of excitement and potential there.
So we've mentioned it here, and I don't think anybody would argue in terms of the way that this kind of better, quote unquote, better for you option across food and beverage as a whole has really kind of picked up speed the last year or two. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that are entering that space to help cater and provide options for people that simply weren't there before, 26.2 being one of those for sure. As someone who has been thinking about this personally and professionally, why do you think that it's taken this long for this space to pick up?
You know, that's a great question. I think, you know, sometimes it's just about finding the right time and the right way to move forward with something. And so really just making sure that we've, you know, put the best beer together that we can. And, you know, I think it was really just finding the right time. So yeah, I agree. It's, you know, it'd be great to have had this, this whole movement kind of sooner. But excited that we're part of it now.
And that being said, what excites you most about all this going forward?
I'm really excited to have 26.2 available nationwide. I think it'll be great to, you know, as I and other runners, you know, obviously the running community is pretty connected, are participating in different races to be able to have it and be part of that. We're definitely, we'll be sponsoring the Boston Marathon this year as part of Marathon Brewing Company, but are also looking for other partnerships and have some, you know, marathons that we'll be working with and sponsoring. And so it's just really exciting to be able to see this beer be available nationwide and know that it will be there at the finish line for celebrating.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best of luck with the release and best of luck with the Boston Marathon as well, Shelley.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. Uh-huh.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Sightlines. Sightlines is our news and analysis section of the Good Beer Hunting site focused on the evolution of the beer industry. For more, visit goodbeerhunting.com/sightlines. Good Beer Hunting is supported in part by our underwriters, New Belgium Brewing Company out of Fort Collins, Colorado, and Guinness, based in Dublin, and Newly in Baltimore County, Maryland. And as always, we're supported by The Fervent Few, a community of subscribers. You can support GBH by joining The Fervent Few at goodbeerhunting.com/ferventfew. Aim true, or liberal folks. Have a great week.